when someone nice commits a terrible crime. To the outside world, they become a monster. But to members of their family, that monster is still a brother, a father, a sister or mother, a real person with flaws and strengths. Pitting the two sides, human and monster, against one another in the minds of a close-knit family forms the basis of the play The Resting Place, a world premiere by Ashlyn Halfnight at the Magic Theater in Fort Mason through November 4th. Loretta Greco, artistic director of The Magic.
The play is about an American family, and they are in a moment of crisis. It is a homecoming for the girls. The two daughters are returning home. They've lost their brother. Their brother has unexpectedly taken his own life. And a lot of things come out about their brother's behavior and actions that have huge communal repercussions.
What the brother has done, how he's taken his own life, and how the community and family members deal with the damage he wrought all fall within the story arc of The Resting Place. There's a lot these people must unpack, including the denial of what's in front of their faces. This denial frequently erupts in volatility and anger as each individual tries to cope with not only how to deal with the present, but what they could have done in the past to change things, or at least minimize the damage.
The play is about how we're responsible for one another, how we're able, as human beings, to deny the truth that's right under our noses. I think that it circles this beautiful idea of how we have to be responsible for one another, how it's actually not enough just to be responsible for ourselves, and that is especially true when the people we love are behaving badly.
The cast is uniformly excellent, but special mention must be made of James Carpenter as the father, whose own feelings of guilt are masked by his explosions of anger as he attempts to deal with the fallout of the death of his son. It's a masterful piece of acting. James Carpenter is usually a standout in Bay Area productions, but here he takes his work to another level. If there is any issue, it's in the final segment of The Resting Place. For a play or book or film to work, there must be some kind of payoff in the end, something for the audience to take home. While the content of the ending sits appropriately, it does feel as if Ashlyn Halfnight hasn't quite figured out what to do with it. After a play filled with pyrotechnics, the last minutes simply do not do the rest of the script justice. Something is missing. That, however, shouldn't detract from the road that takes us to that point. The Resting Place is a powerful piece of theater, beautifully performed and directed. The Resting Place by Ashlyn Halfnight, a world premiere directed by Jessica Holt, plays at the Magic through November 4th. For more information, you can go to magictheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.